Hey everyone, I'm Brian Peters, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
And I'm Haley Griffiths. Welcome to episode number 54. This week, we're diving into hashtags. Hashtags are a super powerful social media marketing tool, and all marketers should definitely be using them.
But how many? Which ones? And on which social networks? We're going to cover all of that today, starting with how to use hashtags on each network, where and how to find relevant hashtags, and a few ideas that you can try today. Let's get started.
Wonderful. Well, it feels right to start with Twitter here, which is really where the history of hashtags begin. And it's funny because I remember when Twitter first started using hashtags and everyone was like confused about the pound sign and they were talking about it on the phone. Do you remember that, Brian?
Yeah, I do remember that.
We've gone so far past that. So let's talk about engagement on Twitter. I feel like a lot of us have heard this stat before, but it is worth repeating. Tweets with hashtags get 2 times more engagement than tweets without. So hashtags are meant to help people connect and discover things that they're interested in. And so including them in your tweets is a means to reach a wider audience on Twitter. When you're using a trending hashtag, there's also potential for virality. It doesn't happen often, but when you tweet at the right moment with the right content and the right hashtag, it can catch fire.
Yeah, and Haley, we have a really great example of that from Buffer recently, from just an individual person with only about 1,000 followers on Twitter. Julian on our data team published a graphic comparing language in the Game of Thrones books and how, and then he used the hashtag GOT, which was trending because Game of Thrones had recently just started airing again. Really good timing there. I think his tweet is now up over 210 retweets and 300 likes. So it's a great example of the power of hashtags for people and brands, and then talking about trending topics on Twitter.
That's awesome. Well, and the rule with hashtags is use 2, but no more than 2. So when you use more than 2 hashtags, your engagement actually drops by 17%.
Wow.
And let's go into this a little bit. There are 2 reasons for this. One is because you only have so much space in a tweet, and too many hashtags makes it feel really cluttered. And the second reason here is that too many hashtags in our modern Twitter sphere feels a lot less human, and people really are looking for that human element on social media now.
Yeah, totally agreed. And then, you know, for any marketers or businesses out there running ads on Twitter, the one caveat to using hashtags on Twitter is for brands who are looking to gain clicks. There was a study done, and in the case of advertisements, tweets without a hashtag or an at mention actually generate more clicks. The reason being is that hashtags and at mentions distract people and give people kind of, you know, more places to click with inside the tweet. So focusing solely on your call to action, AKA your link, is the best way to go. So key takeaway, always use 1 to 2 hashtags, never more and never in ads, and look for opportunities to join in on trending topics that are relevant to your brand.
I love it. Well, let's jump over to Instagram, which is my personal favorite social network right now. I think it might be yours too, Brian.
It absolutely is. I love Instagram.
I think the whole Buffer team has caught the Instagram fever. So, and what's great here is that Instagram is a hotspot for hashtags. And the good news for those who love to extensively hashtag photos is that there doesn't seem to be too much of a saturation point. So interactions are highest on Instagram posts with more than 11 hashtags. And the limit of hashtags that you can have from Instagram is 30. But you do have to be very selective with the hashtags that you choose to post, because you don't want your account or your posts to be marked as spam by users or followers.
You know, I'm really glad you brought that up, Haley, because this is one of the hottest topics, I think, in Instagram marketing right now. And a lot of folks have been talking about this, and that's what's known as shadow banning. So for those who aren't familiar with shadow banning, essentially shadow banning is when Instagram hides certain posts from users' feeds who don't follow you based on inappropriate content. Inappropriate content being hashtags in this instance. So I want to read to you really quickly a direct quote from an Instagram press release recently talking about shadow banning and Instagram hashtags. So here's the quote. "We understand that users have experienced issues with our hashtag search that cause posts to not be surfaced. When developing content, we recommend focusing on your business objectives or goals rather than hashtags. Having a growth strategy that targets the right audience is essential to success on Instagram. End quote. A bit vague, if you ask me, Haley.
Yeah, I mean, hashtags are a huge part of Instagram.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more.
All right, well, okay, shadow banning is scary. There are a few ways that you can avoid getting shadow banned by Instagram. Later put together this really great post, so here's a quick summary of the four ways that you can avoid getting shadow banned by Instagram. The first, don't use banned or broken hashtags on your posts. You can search for banned hashtags on Google and you'll find a list, and just don't use those hashtags. The second, don't use software that violates Instagram's terms of service, and that would be using bots or anything like that. The third, avoid big surges in your Instagram activity, like liking 200 photos in an hour or so. So bots do this as well. They'll go through and like comment on 100 posts and like 200 photos. When you do that, that gets your account flagged as well. And the fourth way is to avoid being reported by other users. And you just need to follow the Instagram community guidelines here and you should be fine.
Yeah, thanks for those tips, Haley. And that's a great four takeaways for avoiding shadow banning. I know I always see in the buffer comments like random comments that have nothing to do with the photo. And I, you know, those are obviously bots. So avoid those.
Yeah, I get those. I feel like everyone gets those. I get those all the time. It's like a photo of a dog and they're like, your cat's adorable. You're like, you didn't look at this photo.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So finally, what about Facebook? It turns out Facebook posts without a single hashtag do far better than those with a hashtag. I don't think this is much of a surprise there that Facebook isn't really known for its hashtag use. A 2016 report from BuzzSumo actually analyzed more than a billion Facebook posts from over 30 million brand pages. And they came to this conclusion that very straightforward, posts without hashtags generated more reach than those with hashtags added, which is pretty obvious.
That is very straightforward.
Yes.
The only thing that we've found is that adding a very trending hashtag to a Facebook post helps with social currency. So you're not using it for discoverability like you would on the other social networks. You're using it to show that you're in the know or to make a point that you couldn't make without hashtags. A few examples would be Motivation Monday or World Emoji Day. There's all sorts.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do that on the Facebook page sometimes. It's simply to be cool.
Hashtags are cool people, okay?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so now that we know how and where to use hashtags, which hashtag should we be using? Here are four ways for you to find the best hashtags for your posts.
Number one, learn from the best. This is one of our favorite methods. Look to influencers. Which hashtags are they using? You can go right to the source and you can creep their hashtags. A lot of this is a manual process. Just go to your favorite profiles, your favorite influencers, maybe related to your brand, and scroll through their posts to see which hashtags they are using. Look for those that you aren't using that have a lot of posts and engagement.
Yeah, and Instagram is one of the absolute best tools for this. I daily go through related influencers and brands and quickly make notes in the Notepad app of my iPhone of which hashtags I might want to include in our next post. It's super easy. I have a list of like 150 awesome hashtags that I include that, of course, aren't on the shadow banned list. So number two, you want to cover all your bases. Are there any related hashtags that you should be considering? One of the tools we use here at Buffer is hashtagify.me. So how it works is first you write down all the hashtags that you think you would like to use, and then you can take that list and head on over to hashtagify.me and enter them there. They'll show you which related hashtags might also be worth pursuing. It's basically a really cool hashtag generator. So for example, if I enter the hashtag GOT, it will show me all other hashtags similar to that topic.
Awesome. Number three, identify the all-stars. Which hashtags are the best to use? Popularity and volume are pretty good indicators of the value of your hashtag, so you can easily find hashtags that match both of these criteria with FocalMark. It's an app that you can download on your phone that lets you choose a topic, and it will generate the hashtags that are the most popular based on those topics. They can be anything like travel, photography, animals. They even let you choose how many hashtags you want to post, up to 30. So you could post 15 or 20. It's a very cool app, and I honestly personally use it for almost all of my Instagram posts.
And last but not least, for finding hashtags, you want to double check. Could your chosen hashtag mean something else entirely? I've been there before. So one last check before you finalize your list of hashtags to be whether or not somebody else is using your chosen hashtag. Jawbone actually recently tried a hashtag know yourself campaign on Instagram, only to find that the hashtag was already being used generically by thousands of users in all sorts of different contexts. And I know we've been there in trying to create a campaign and stumbling across hashtags that we thought were going to work that are already taken up. So it didn't necessarily ruin Jawbone's campaign, but it does make it a little harder for your hashtag to be successful and stand out from the crowd. So double check and do your research.
Absolutely. And before you go, we'd love to leave you with a few ideas to get the most out of hashtags. The first idea that we have for you is to plan for big events, holidays, celebrations. A couple examples would be National Donut Day. Definitely don't miss that. World Emoji Day. May the 4th be with you is always a huge day on social media. Pi Day, equally exciting on social media. There are a ton of them. So look these up and add a reminder to your calendar about a week out so that you can make sure you create content for each of these.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I love planning for big days on hashtags. It's so much fun to do. Another one is to remember to plan your hashtags for any major marketing campaigns that your team is doing throughout the year. This is an obvious one, but often overlooked. So these are a bit tough to make successful because they do require a lot of planning and promotion, but they can have a huge impact on your brand. For example, we actually recently ran a hashtag impact of social campaign in conjunction with Social Media Day, where we asked people to share their stories using that hashtag, Impact of Social. At the end of it all, after one weekend, it generated more than 300 social media posts and reached over 3.4 million people.
That was so much fun.
It really
Amazing.
Was, yeah.
The other idea that we have for you here is that you can also use hashtags to add fun content to your website. If you get people to post with a specific hashtag, there are tons of tools out there that help turn that into a live stream of posts. A couple examples would be stree.ma, instafeedlive.com, slidesome.com. I've seen this used in a lot of different contexts. The websites are definitely very cool. I saw this used once at a museum party where people's photos from the party were coming up on a projector a few minutes after they posted them, and it was just super cool and awesome engagement tactic.
Yeah, absolutely. And I see that all the time when I go to sports games up on like the big projector. They have tweets that are sent out or Instagram posts that are up. So really, really cool way to give back to your community in a way. That's all for hashtags today. But before we go, we have something special coming up in a future episode. We're going to be taking all of your social media questions and answering them live in this very podcast. Feel free to send your questions over using the hashtag, very meta from this episode, hashtag Buffered Podcast. We're choosing the questions to answer as we speak.
That is right. Send us your tweets, please. We cannot wait to record some answers for you. And with that, thank you so much for joining us. Happy hashtagging. Until next Monday.